Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, and another crossroads being reached for immigration reform strategy and tactics. Rich Trumka, the AFL-CIO, lambasted the Republican principle, so-called, on immigration reform as a non-starter, virtually creating a permanent apartheid of immigrants inside the country. There was a time when the vigorousness of Labor's opposition would have signaled the death of such a bill. This time, though, President Obama was encouraging to the Republicans, even signaling that he might be open to the door being shut on undocumented workers here now, as long as it wasn't permanently locked. The president is obviously desperate to get something done on immigration in a time of political peril for his presidency, with the countdown already beginning on whether or not his time is running out, even though 3 years remain. More troubling for reformers committed to more meaningful reform were comments made by Chicago Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who more than any other politician has made reform his issue in every possible way. Gutierrez essentially seemed to be cautioning reformers that they need to lose the last of their illusions and be prepared to make a deal with Republicans any way they can, no matter the fact they might be covering their noses, eyes, and mouths to do so. This seems to be the emerging Beltway Washington, D.C. consensus voice as well, in part by longtime advocates Frank Cherry of America's Voice and Angela Kelly of the Center for American Progress. In 5 years, the immigration reform movement seems to have devolved from a position of calling for a comprehensive reform to trying to get a patchwork quilt to cover an array of issues faced by 14 million undocumented immigrants in the country. Some of this isn't news. Advocates have been strategically withdrawing for some time now to be willing to embrace reform in separate packages rather than as part of a comprehensive measure. Chris Newman of Endelon, one of the leading groups behind any reform, and one of the most aggressive, argued that this would be a necessary strategic shift months ago in an interview with me on KABF. The Republican principles, though, are not what he had in mind. You can take that to the bank. Even Ross Douthat, the Republican cheerleader and conservative op-ed columnist for the New York Times, argued that these principles were essentially a collection of special interest concessions without any pretense of fixing the problem. The only place where there seems to be an emerging winner may be with the Dreamers, the children of undocumented immigrants brought to this country and raised here. Their courage, activism, and continued direct protest has convinced politicians of all stripes that the morality of their cause is something they can no longer escape. Direct action tactics, including the recent fast by Eliseo Medina and others, seem to have value in keeping a heartbeat for other protests, but do not seem to be moving the needle for more extensive reform. Unfortunately, though, if we're now negotiating from weakness, we're facing a hard spring followed by, at best, a meager harvest. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.